For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Today, let's listen in on a newly married daughter. The daughter story she made recently. Listen.
Just think of it, Mother. Dirty water coming out of clean clothes. Clothes I myself had just washed with a leading suds the way you're told to. How in the world did dirty wash water happen to be coming from clean clothes? Well, they washed them over again the deep cleaning Oxidol way. You should have seen the dirty wash water that came from those clothes. Certainly proved to me how much gray dirt deep cleaning Oxidol can get out of clothes already washed with shortcut suds.
No shortcut suds for me. I'm switching to deep cleaning Oxidol today.
Yes, ladies, and it will pay you to switch to deep cleaning Oxidol, too. For deep cleaning Oxidol reaches deep down in the fabrics and washes out the gray dirt left in clothes by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. So try this yourself next wash day. Use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, see for yourself what Oxidol does for your clothes. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. To get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, the affairs of Ma and the folks and the cousins are certainly in a tangled state. And they're so tangled, in fact, that today it might be a good idea to review the circumstances of each one of our friends. Basically, of course, the situation is that Ma's cousins are deceitful, wicked people. But the only one who knows that is Shuffle. Ma and Faye simply can't believe it, and Willie and Evie are even fond of the cousins. Right now, Cousin Sylvester plans to wreck his new car, so as to collect the insurance, so as to return the money he swindled from Willie. But more about that later. How does Ma feel this evening after her last unhappy scene with Shuffle? Well, Ma's up in her room, and if we could hear Ma's thoughts.
Len, Shuffle says it's the cousins who drove him away from here and who made Willie quit. But why? Why? Shuffle says they worked on Evie to make bad feelings between her and me so that Evie would force Willie to quit. But for what reason? Why should the cousins do such a thing? There's nothing that I can prove. Nothing Shuffle can prove. Oh, Shuffle. Shuffle, there ain't no person in the world who doesn't mean more to each other than you and me, old friend. You know that. And still it all gets worse all the time. Oh, Chester, this is his only something that we could bring into the light, look at it and see what we got, examine it, prove it. But no, it's personalities and things that you can't hardly even talk about, and there ain't no proof. And Chester, they are my cousins, Paul's cousins. Why, you even say that they stole Willie's and Evie's money. But Sylvester said that he'd get the money back for you whenever he said so, Shuffle. He said so to me, to say anything to Willie himself. And if he was out to swindle Willie and Evie, would he be giving them their money back? And one more thing. Sylvester asked Faye to marry me. I haven't even let myself think about that. Because if I ever sat down to think about that, I wouldn't think about nothing else. Maybe Faye won't marry him, but Shuffle, if Sylvester wants to marry Faye, would he be making bad feelings in the family? Would he be stealing money from Willie and Evie, hurting Willie, hurting you? I know that ain't natural. He'd be putting his best foot forward. Unless he's got some big kind of plot. Some parts so clever and wicked with their minds, couldn't even begin to understand. Oh, man. Oh, but that's silly. My own cousin's regular crook. Criminal? Oh, Cecil, no. How can that be?
Ah, but that's exactly what it is, Ma. Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed are crooks. Only generous, warm-hearted Ma doesn't even let her mind dwell on such a fantastic notion. And how about Shuffle? Well, Shuffle's way over there in the town of Middleborough. Like Ma, he too is alone. Well, alone except for Damien and Pythias, his little dogs. But the dog's curled up and gone to sleep now. Shuffle stands at the window of his apartment and looks down the street.
Not this time of year in Rushville Center. It might be a speck too chilly out on Ma's front porch, and we'd go in the parlor. Or I'd go sit at the kitchen table while Ma made supper. It'd be all the little talk. Not big talk, just little talk. Is Junior coming down with the chicken pox? Getting the storm windows ready? Getting the sprinklers put away from the garden? That's the way it'd go day after day, years without number. Oh, Ma, what's happened between you and me? Why am I here? Why ain't I there? I know I hurt you again tonight, Ma, saying what I said, calling the cousins crooks, but that's what they are, crooks. I don't hurt you on purpose, Ma. I'm trying to fix things up. Oh, don't you see that, old friend? Only what if you're wrong, Shuffle? What if Sylvester does give that money back to Willie and Eddie? You told Ma tonight that Sylvester wouldn't, but what if he does? That'll prove that you're the one who's wrong, Shuffle Silver. It's only your own hatefulness which has made trouble in the family. And what if little Faye even marries Cousin Sylvester like he asked her? What happens to you then, Shuffle? Then you can't never go back and raise your head among those folks. And one of these days, little Marietta's going to marry that cop, Officer Wiggins, as soon as he passes them examinations for the state police. And she'll move away from here. And then what? Alone. Oh, won't nobody believe me about them cousins?
And of course, Shuffle's right. But nobody does believe him. At least, not yet. But now, let's join Evie and Willie. Sylvester's invited Willie to go somewhere with him tonight. We know that tonight, when Sylvester plans to wreck his brand new car, so as to collect the insurance money, so as to ingratiate himself with Ma and the family by returning the money he took from Willie and Evie in that stock deal. But innocent Willie and Evie don't know that. Sylvester told Willie and Evie he wants to introduce him to a man about a good job. And so we find Willie up in his room brushing his hair. Well, Eddie?
Well, did you just know it? No sooner do I get a job than Sylvester comes up with news about this other one. Ain't that the way it always happens?
See, I'm sure any job Sylvester gets first, and when you get for yourself. So you pay attention to what the man says, and don't be modest, really. Act like a big shot.
Don't take much of a job to be better than the one I've got. $27.50 a week, selling neckties.
Well, don't tell nobody you got a job for $27.50 a week.
Evie, please, I ain't in a beauty contest.
You look all right, honey. Now, there's Sylvester. Now, remember, Willie, talk yourself up. Don't talk yourself down. Now, be smart. And if it's more than $27.50 a week, take it. You can tell the other man you broke a leg. And don't get ashes on your coat.
Now our scene changes. And we join Sylvester and Willie in Sylvester's brand new convertible. Of course, there isn't any man with a job. As we know, Sylvester wants a witness when he wrecks his car. But...
What kind of a job is it, Sylvester? I mean, what kind of line of work?
Line of work? This fellow is, he's always got interest, Cousin Willie. Mill, factories, stores. He's in everything.
And he lives in Three Rivers? Well, this is the road to Three Rivers, you know. I don't know nobody like that in Three Rivers, Sylvester.
No, Willie, I mean, well, that's where we're meeting them, because you look your way when we cross the railroad track, Willie.
Okay. Gee, you're a real cautious driver, Sylvester, coming to a full stop for the crossing.
Yes, I am cautious, Willie. After all, my new car, I love this car. Huh? What's the matter here?
Huh? Stalled? Oh,
gee, I'm right on the railroad track. Wait a minute, I'll start it.
What's the matter? Can't you start it?
Oh, gee, I'm trying, Willie.
Hey, here comes the train. Hey, come on, Sylvester. We'll push it off the track.
Gee, come on, Willie. I don't think we can. It's jammed, but, well, let's try. Oh, my beautiful car.
I never got such a sparkling wash before. That's what women everywhere are saying about Deep Cleaning Oxidol. For Deep Cleaning Oxidol really gets clothes sparkling clean, reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes and floats it away. You can see your clothes washed dazzling white and bright with Oxidol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. And smell, they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with Deep Cleaning Oxidol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get Deep Cleaning Oxidol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxidol package. And of course, Sylvester deliberately stalled his car on the railroad track, you know. This is how he's going to get some money to give back to Willie and Evie. Do you really think Faye could bring herself to marry Sylvester? Well, that, of course, is a big question in the days to come. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again Monday to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.